Howdy friends, this is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
This report of round number 9 of 10 at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada is produced at the MGM Grand. Thank you participating stations along the Native Voice One Radio Network for carrying the Wrangler Fall Sports Specials. In the bareback bronc riding, Jake Brown of Texas was 87.5 points aboard an Oklahoma horse by the Butler & Son Rodeo Company called Neutrina's Molly Brown to win round number 9. First place for each round in each event pays $26,230. Alberta, Canada's Scott Gunther got the lion's share of that, winning the steer wrestling competition in round 9 with a 3.3-second time. Team roping round 9, Caleb Driggers and his partner Brazil's Junior Nagarda finished first with a quick 3.3-second time in the team roping. Our Indian Cowboys, Blackfeet Indian Cowboy from Montana, Dustin Bird, did not place with his partner Russell Cardoza from Oregon. Navajo Cowboy Eric Rogers, along with his Arizona partner Corey Petska, failed to win any money in the ninth. Louisiana Cowboy Shane Hanchy won the quick time of the week with a 6.8-second time, claiming round 9 in the tie-down roping. In the saddle bronc riding, Ryder Wright won his fourth go-round in a row with an 87-point ride aboard South Dakota horse of Corco Rodeo Company's called Kitty Whistle. The teenager has won 4 rounds this week that pay over $26,000 each. Texan Haley Kinsel wins round number 9 with a 13.43 in the cloverleaf pattern of WPRA Ladies Barrel Racing. It was eights and aces in the bull riding competition. Two aces from Texas, Trey Benton III and Boudreaux Campbell, were 88 points each. Benton on Dell Hall's Rafter H Livestock Nosebender, a Cherokee stock contractor from Oklahoma, and Stay Smith Pro Rodeo's Revolution took the riders to the top of the list in round 9 bull riding. In the world standings, Tiana Schuster from Texas is leading the competition with $250,000+. Stevie Hillman is in second with $185,000, one for the season and the finals. The world standings look this way with one round to go. Trevor Brazil for the all-around championship over $319,000. Tuff Cooper in second with $286,000. Junior Nagarda, the defending all-around champion, third. In the bareback riding, defending world champion Tim O'Connell from Iowa is running away with it with over $300,000 won. Ty Erickson, Helena, Montana, maintains his lead in the world standings but dropped out of the aggregate with a long time tonight in the steer wrestling. Team roping, Caleb Driggers and Junior Nagarda are leading the competition with $222,000. Eric Rogers, Navajo, has dropped a third with his partner Corey Petska of Arizona. Dustin Bird, Blackfeet Indian Cowboy, is 12th in the world standings with Russell Cardoza from Oregon. In the saddle bronc riding, Ryder Wright's success is showing as he is on top of the list with over $273,001. He's almost $50,000 above Jacobs Crawley in second for the Classic Event World Championship with one round to go. Quite a race in the tie-down roping. Tuff Cooper, Marcos Costa, Marty Yates, Caleb Schmidt, Shane Hansen, and Trevor Brazil all running at it for the title in tie-down roping. Sage Still Kimsey looking good with about $70,000 ahead for his fourth consecutive world title in the bull riding competition, representing Oklahoma. WPRA standout Haley Kinsel had this to say after a ninth round competition.
We got back in the arena this morning, thankfully, and I got to tune her on her, get her a little more confident all the way up into the wall in the third barrel. And she was really soft today, or she just felt a lot better. So, yeah, I definitely needed to fix some things. I mainly just needed to ride a little better, and I did that.
Caleb Driggers of Georgia and Junior Nagarda had a winning run. Here's what they had to say after round 9.
Just glad to have a chance to rope one more steer. So we prayed before and see how fast we can do it because everybody's going so fast and never had a great run.
We'll just come tomorrow and try to do the best we can.
Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live Cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.